ends.
That's where it ends, just like that.
Tracy's in next.
All right. Nice to have you along this morning, Dave and Deb. Morning, 6 until 6:05 a.m. No, we're here for the long haul for you, and happy to be here.
Do you know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is?
It's time to celebrate National Spinach Day.
It is March 26th. It is National Spinach Day.
Eat your spinach.
Oh, spinach!
National Spinach Day.
I got this can of spinach.
Dude, is this spinach?
You're supposed to eat the spinach.
I'm strong to the spinach because I eat the spinach.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
There you go. Man, if I, all I have to do is eat spinach and I've got forearms like Popeye, then I'm good to go. Now, if I don't eat my spinach and I still have forearms like Popeye, something else is going on. So eat your spinach, kids. I do like some spinach. I don't love it.
It's not my favorite.
You know, I'll sprinkle a few little spinach leaves on a salad. Or last time I've had cooked spinach has been forever, though. And we did that a lot growing up, but I would also squeeze lemon juice on it. I would do salt and pepper and butter.
Anything's better with salt and pepper and butter.
And as long as I doused it in that, it wasn't too bad. If you do get, you do have to get used to the texture, though, of it. You know, cooked spinach, there's basically just, you know, boiled leaves and, ooh, you know, and so it can have a little bit of a logy feel to it.
I was going to say, how do I say booger without making people sick?
But that's at least in my experience, but I hate to, you know, ruin it for you. National Nougat Day. Enjoy a little bit of nougat.
Yeah, I love me some nougat.
I love it when nougat creeps into just about anything. Yeah, I mean, you got Milky Way nougat, you got Snickers nougat, you got now Fast Break bars have nougat in them. And then what's that other one called? That's straight like nougat.
Is it Big Hunk?
Is it? Nah, that's the chewy stuff. I don't know what. Oh, maybe.
Isn't it like a chewy?
I'm trying to think nougat? Like that zero bar or whatever it is, or I don't know. Anyway, you can also eat your veggies, as you heard. It's National. We already talked about that. And then National Science Appreciation Day.
It's Epilepsy Awareness Day. So wear purple for that.
I did not do that.
I didn't either. I didn't know.
You have a smidge of purple in your Patagonia logo.
Oh, I do. I do.
So there you have
it. There I am.
And you did it on purpose, didn't you?
Absolutely, I did.
Yeah. I knew you did.
American Diabetes Association Alert Day.
Mm.
This wake-up call one day. Wake-up call informs the American public about the seriousness of diabetes and encourages all to take the diabetes risk test and learn about your family's history.
Yeah. And I live with it firsthand.
So it says ways to prevent type 2.
Or secondhand, I should say.
Eliminate sugar and refined carbs. Nope. Work out regularly and avoid a sedentary lifestyle. Nope. Make water the primary beverage.
Nope.
Nope.
Not for you.
Maintain a healthy weight. Nope.
Yeah, you do.
Quit. Oh, you're nice. Quit smoking. I never smoked. I had a lot of secondhand smoke when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Eat a high fiber diet. I'm eating my apple a day,
like
we talked about.
Which I'm so impressed at.
Well, I had eight. You know, I didn't mention this yesterday when we were talking about apples, but it's because I had my colonoscopy and I had 8 polyps. And the doctor's like, you got to get a little more fiber. So I decided an apple a day was an easy way to add some in.
What if you just cut up a little, one of those little steel wool sponges?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good fiber?
Maybe I'll try that. Yeah. It's like scouring pad for the colon.
Absolutely. Right.
Optimize vitamin D levels. Take natural herbs like curcumin and berberine that increase insulin sensitivity.
There you go.
Diabetes. Yeah. My dad had it. I've been waiting to get it my whole life. But I haven't so far.
Glad. Yeah,
I'm
that really is
glad.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you would be a horrible diabetic.
I know I would, because I'm the carb queen.
You would be everything about your lifestyle.
I just have to carry my pen with me everywhere. And once an hour, give myself a shot.
Yeah. My wife just says, with a diabetic motto, it's kind of like, eat a lot, take a bigger shot. Or as it is with her, just driving a stick shift instead of an automatic. But it is. It's quite the deal, and it's sort of a silent thing, and people live with it every day, and it's hard. And It sucks, and I don't know how people do it, because I, even when I went in for my last health checkup, they're like, well, you're a little pre-diabetic.
Were they really?
What are you adding to my list here?
Right.
You know, what's the deal, man? Long live and prosper day. Long live and prosper day is a day to honor Spock, a.k.a. Leonard Nimoy.
Is it long live or live long?
It says long live on this thing. Oh. I don't know. Did I say it wrong? It just says long live and prosper day. But it makes more sense to say live long, wouldn't it?
I thought that's what it was, but that's what it says here.
Maybe it's because it's a Spock thing.
Maybe.
It's long like live and prosper.
Yoda. It's right. Yoda and Spock. It's backwards.
Yeah. Leonard Nimoy was, Nimoy was born on this day. Also a good day to give someone the Vulcan salute.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
You totally can. We both can.
I mean, I have to concentrate a little bit.
Me too.
Hey, now do it the other way. Put your two fingers in the middle and then go back and forth. No. Oh, look at your mouth. All right. Anyway, there's just a few things going on here for you today. Are we forgetting anything? Are you touching your fingers?
No, somebody showed me a trick the other day that try to touch your index finger with your pinky. And a lot of people can't do it.
Well, you know why? Because I have so many muscles.
Oh, right. Well, no wonder.
I can't. I mean, it's like asking me to put my two elbows together because of my pectoral muscles. Sam Hunt on Utah's number one country station, Z104. And Outskirts.
This is not headline news. The CEO of Boeing will step down. I'm sure I speak for every flyer when I say, don't let the detached cabin door hit you on the way out. Today is National Wear a Hat Day. Done and done, replied insufferable hipsters as they bought a tiny fedora. Steven Tyler turns 76 today. He's working on two new songs, Love on an Acorn Stairlift and Dude Looks Like an Old Lady. Bob Barker's estate is hitting the market, which is a totally missed opportunity. Imagine if they would have given it away on a showcase showdown. And Tennessee passed a law protecting musicians from AI. It bans songwriting software from using the words beer, truck, or blue jeans. This is not headline news.
Speaking of AI, I got thinking about that and I thought, I am artificial intelligence. I'm not the real thing. I project artificial intelligence on the radio every morning, right here where you can always count on it. Hey, best comedy films of all time, if you think about some of the funniest ones out there. Now, we'll get to our top three, one of which is Deb's go-to every holiday season.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. Real quickly, we'll just run through it. Coming in at number 20, National Lampoon's Animal House from 1978.
All right. Number 19, Shaun of the S-H-A-U-N, Shaun of the Dead from 2004.
Blues Brothers in 1980.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off from 86.
Coming to America, that's the one with Eddie Murphy, right?
Yep.
1988.
Happy Gilmore from 96.
Spaceballs, 87.
Office Space from 99.
Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad, 1988.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles from 87.
It's in the hole. Caddyshack and all of the other, my gosh, one-liners that we pulled from that thing. Yeah, it was a funny one. Caddyshack, 1980. Here, we're into our top 10. That was at number 10.
It's Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Young Frankenstein from 1974.
My Cousin Vinny from 1992.
National Lampoon's Vacation from 83.
Another Eddie Murphy movie, Trading Places, 1983.
The Princess Bride from 1987.
Hello, my name is
Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Monty Python on the Holy Grail. Run away! 1975.
Surely you can't be serious and don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
Airplane from 1980.
And then, of course, coming in at number two, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation from 1989.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
There you go.
And the number one best comedy film ever, Blazing Saddles from 1974.
I would probably switch National Lampoon. That just me, though, to number one. Because I really, I mean...
It's so funny. It is every so minute funny. Of that movie is so funny.
So many one-liners, and oh my gosh. All right, Deb, let's all sing along.
385-292-1043.
There it is. That's the number to call. For the Pledge of Allegiance, we roll it out this time every morning, right around about 6:35-ish, give or take a few, and we love it when you give us a call. Please hit the phones right now and help us out. Now, a couple of other ways to do it. I know that we try to remind you of this from time to time, but we have a Z104 app. In case you haven't downloaded it, it's free. It's fun. Just go ahead and go to your app store, wherever you get your apps, and download Z104 Country. And make sure you do ours. There's like instead of the one in New York or whatever it is. But and then you can go ahead and go to the open mic section. We have just a little tab there. You just click on that. And it'll take you to where you can go. You just touch on the microphone, and then you record yourself. Give us your name, do your thing, and it'll be kind of fun. And, you know, of course, you can always email it to us as well. Morning, the Z. What's your name? Hello. Morning, Z104. What is your name?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing today?
I'm going to work.
Oh, you sound all chipper about it. What do you do?
I work at Balance of Nature in St. George.
Balance of Nature in St. You work in St. George?
Now, where are you calling us from?
Mesquite.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you're on the app.
Yeah.
Just exactly what Love we were that. Talking about a minute yeah. ago. How are things down in Mesquite? You liking all of that nice weather?
It's beautiful. I love it.
Hey. Hit one of the buffets for me, too, would you, down there in the Mesquite area?
Oh, of course, of course. Seafood.
Did you know that you are a very, very popular person when it comes to people who lead, like, bands? And Lawrence Welk used your name a lot. Anna 1, Anna 2, Anna 3. I know. It's pretty, it's pretty bad. And I'm sure you've never heard that either, huh?
Never.
Anna, we appreciate you calling in, helping us out. Thanks. Happy Tuesday to you. It's all yours.
Okay. Just a shout out to all the first responders and the first responders, public safety dispatchers. Thanks for all you do. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
I'm
for
just
all.
Trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. Lines. Sleep in peace tonight.
late and great Toby Keith, a man that will be sorely missed, American soldier, this morning, preceded with our Pledge of Allegiance from Anna and the Mesquite area, taking us along with the Z104 app. Thank you so much for tuning in. And definitely, they are few and far between, but we still have a few World War II vets out there. A World War II veteran out of Texas celebrated his 106th birthday, and even his heart doctor says that he could actually make it to even see 110. Man.
Wow.
You can always kind of get a chuckle out of it when I tell them, well, I didn't die. I don't know what kind of good advice I could give anyone. All I know is from my own experience, do the best you can with what you've got. Go out and look out the windows and I say to myself, I guess my life ain't exactly too bad.
Isn't that a good attitude?
Just do your best to not die.
Yep. And then to look out the window and go, you know, it's not too bad. It's not so bad, right? All right. I got very little sleep last night because I spent hours and hours and hours trying to figure out if impactual was a word.
So, I hate it when you have those days.
I even ran it past my wife. I go, okay, honey, let me tell you this. What if you were to watch a movie or something like that, and then at the very end...
Yeah, but she's used to your lingo.
I know. And so then, and so I says, what if I were to say, man, that was so impactful, or that had such an, you know...
She speaks, Dave.
And she goes, well, that sounds normal to me.
Yep.
I mean, I even Googled, I was like Googling stuff like, how to pronounce...
And what did you find out?
Impactful. You know, and there, and it's all went back to impactful. I cannot find one scenario to help me out here at all. So if anybody can help me out, I swear, I could swear that it would be a, it's a word.
Yay. I'm Lee West.
Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, let's continue this lovely stuff here, at least for today. And then tomorrow we'll get a little bit of a break and then we're back at it again. Mother Nature really isn't getting lighten up on us here for about 7 days, at least from what we can see in the long-term forecast here. The temperature's not horrible. 48 will be our high today, so that's more of a winter feel than anything. And then we'll jump into the 50s for the rest of the week, and we'll actually be into the low 60s for the weekend, so for the Easter weekend. A lot of people down there, I think they're doing the Moab thing. You do the Jeep crawling thing.
Yeah, the Jeep
thing,
safari.
You know, for the Easter weekend. And so some people go down there and jump on that a little early. And I'm now beginning to find out that as I'm checking around with some of my kids, you know, we were trying to make arrangements for the dog, you know, and they're all like...
Everybody's out of town?
Yeah. I'm finding out that our whole family is... pretty much has their spring break next week as well, so they're all bailing. Anyway, we are looking at a pretty decent Easter weekend for you, though, as far as the temps go. And if you're heading out of town, good on you. Maybe you'll hit, run into some better weather. Have you looked up your weather where you are heading?
Sunny and 85.
Yeah. Our first little part this weekend is actually calling for in the 60s in Southern California. Upper 60s, and
wow.
So it's not going to be. So I don't know. Maybe that'll be nice instead of always having to sit there and sweat to death in some of the lines.
33 and cloudy downtown. Just got this text from the cab of my semi. I could see the lady's radio. I know she's listening to you. Can you please tell the lady in the little silver Jeep on Highway 36 to turn her headlights on?
Oh, you know who you are, right?
Yes.
Where's Highway 36 again?
Is that Tooele?
I don't know. Well, does it bring, is Lee there still? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Is that Tooele?
It is.
Okay.
So that's our 36.
So she's probably just driving along.
Turn your lights on.
Or she's just tooling along going, huh, I wonder who that is. I wonder who's. Yeah. Try to remember. Helps a lot, doesn't it, when people can see on the roads? And not all of the cars are like the new cars where they automatically have some lights that will click on the front. And when they do, keep in mind, you have zero lights on the back of your car. So that can be kind of dangerous that way. Hey, My gosh, the thought just occurred to me about this bridge. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting some texts about that. The bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore that was hit by a Singapore container ship.
About 1:30 in the morning, yeah.
And they're still looking for people in the water. I just can't imagine.
Unbelievable.
That.
A full collapse.
A mass casualty incident.
Yeah. Man, hope and thoughts go out to all of those people in that area suffering from that. Can you imagine being on that bridge?
I can't imagine just driving along and all of a sudden the world literally drops out from under you into the water.
Yeah, and the ship, I guess, you know, said, "Hey, look, we're not going to be able to stop. We may hit it."
They said they lost propulsion coming out of the harbor.
Yeah.
And so maybe they lost, you know, I don't know anything about ships, but power steering or whatever. Maybe they were just unable to control the ship.
Yeah.
But in any case, it hit one of the pillars.
Yeah.
And brought the bridge down.
Man, crazy stuff. All right. Anyway, I'm sure we'll hear updates on that as well as the day progresses on. Thanks so much for being here. Morgan Wallen along with Ernest there. Song called Cowgirls. Man, that's a good song. He really puts out and kicks out some good stuff,
so good,
doesn't he? Unbelievable.
Submitted for your approval. You're a man traveling in a horrible dimension. A dimension of hot women who don't want to date you, but do want you to take them out and give them advice and buy them dinner and a movie and fix stuff in their apartments until they find a real boyfriend. Because you're stuck in the friend zone.
So true, right? What's the biggest chore-related argument that you have had with your significant other? Chore-related argument.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Keep that churning. Question we asked here just a second ago. What's the biggest chore-related argument that you've had with your significant other?
Cynthia says, not putting my pots and pans in the dishwasher. He always puts them in the dishwasher. See, I don't really care, so I just put mine in there. But I know if you're really particular about your cookware, you probably should wash them by hand.
Okay. Is that what she's saying? Don't put them in there.
And he puts them in there.
But if they fit, why not?
Because I think it can ruin the finish. I think it can ruin the inside of the pan that helps stuff. I don't know if
non-stick,
it's Teflon anymore, but I think it can ruin the pan.
Interesting.
Somebody said, mine's allergic to all chores.
Ah.
And it's a sticking point.
Okay. If I were to narrow it down in anything, I think it would be, I don't know if we really have any like strong arguments over it. I probably could do better at putting stuff in the dishwasher instead of in the sink.
I honestly don't think I've had any arguments over chores ever. I just don't think it's been a thing.
Not even a thing.
Mm-mm.
Now, is that because you do?
I don't think any of it was about chores.
But is it because you, like, do you feel like you do most of the chores? Or is it a shared responsibility around the house? Or
totally shared. And it's just not a thing.
And just because I'm certainly Deb. Let's delve into this.
Okay, let's delve into it.
Because certainly there's got to be something where somebody does, and you're like, they don't do it as good as you do.
Always a problem. You know how you try to teach your kids to do chores?
Yeah.
I wasn't really good at that because I'm always like, it's just easier if I do it, and I know I'll do it the right way. Mm-hmm. But if somebody else is going to do the chore, I'm really not going to complain at home.
Will you secretly go and redo it? If the counters weren't wiped down the way you wanted to, would you pick up a rag and wipe them down the way you wanted to?
I probably would, but
I'm actually just trying to start an argument.
I've really been satisfied with how the counters have been wiped.
I am trying to start an argument here. I really want to cause some friction at your house, and you're not helping me out any.
Our biggest chore, this comes in from the text, our biggest chore fight is my wife insists on changing our bed sheets every 2 days. Before I met her, I was more of a once a month kind of feller.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but if she's going to change it, you know, okay.
Let her do it, but...
But every 2 days.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
Every 2 days. Wow.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. I got 3 dogs, and I just let her go for a week. Wow. You know?
And to me, I would think that you would wash the crap out of the fabric at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're changing that stuff, you're having to... You're doing laundry, and you're running those sheets through... You know, hundreds of washes that I would imagine would tear down the fabric a little bit over time. I don't know. That's just me, though.
Life hack, do the chores bad, and your wife won't ask you to do it again.
That's the way out of it right there. What's the biggest chore-related argument that you've had with your significant other? Now, what about vacuuming? Now, I don't know. You don't have much carpet anymore.
I have stairs into the basement is the only carpet I have. No issues with the vacuuming.
Okay.
What about you?
Boy, it just sounds
yours is putting dishes in the dishwasher instead of in the sink.
Yeah. And that's really about all I can come up with, honestly. I don't know, you know, because... We just neither one of us do anything.
Linda doesn't care that you don't know how to turn on the washer or the dishwasher.
She might. She doesn't say anything, but she probably, I think what we've discussed here on the air before, and that is we just have our own little areas, and I think we're good with that.
You have your own assignments?
Yep. I mean, I'll do stuff and I'll do cooking and there's things that I do around the house and there's things that she does around the house and it seems to work. Either that or she just doesn't say anything to me, which I don't know. She would have every right to every opportunity, I would believe, to say something. I would. But what is it that you can come up with? We'll take some of your comments here. Text or call safely 801-385. Or excuse me, that's not it. I'm mixing
385-292-1043.
JD, good old Jordan Davis doing his thing on the Z and Tucson too late. Morning, the Z.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Riker.
Hi, Riker. How the heck are you, man?
Good.
What you got for us?
I just wanted to, my mom is most likely going to be listening to the radio on her way to work, so I wanted to say hi to her through the radio.
Oh, that's cool. So your mom listens to us, and you wanted to call in just to say hi and make sure that it works.
Yeah, and I listen to you guys like every night. You guys actually hit me.
Riker, you're
the
best.
Thank you, Riker.
Are you getting up ready to go to school?
Yeah.
Right.
What's your favorite part about school?
I actually do like a lot about math.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Math. Good
mine
for
was
you.
Lunch.
Yeah, mine too.
What's your favorite thing for lunch?
The nachos.
What's your favorite thing about our morning show when you listen to us on the radio?
All the funny stuff you guys say.
We're hilarious, aren't we? All right, dude. We love you, man.
Thanks, Riker. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My wife and I only disagree on chores, on who gets to do them. She'll be doing the dishes when I was going to. I'm 3 times her size. I pick her up and set her out of the kitchen, tell her to go to our room and think about what she's done, and this ends in moving furniture.
Hey.
Man, I love chores.
Oh, man, I love that, too.
I do the laundry, but my wife complains about the way I fold the socks and hang her clothes up. Everything had to be the same way on the hangers.
Yeah.
You? Making the kids help and farm chores.
Yeah.
That's probably the hardest part about chores is making the kids help.
Yeah.
Wanting the kids to help, like I said, because you... They're not going to do it
right.
The right way.
Right.
It's
and
hard to let them do it because it's not the right way.
But the so does this, I guess maybe what they're saying is this then creates some contentions or maybe an argument between the two, to go back to our original question where maybe they have a little tension on how
one
how
parent
the kids,
feels like they ought to completely pull the couches out and vacuum under right. the couch, and the other one's like, just vacuum, it's fine.
Right,
just
right.
run a quick little vacuum around the front room.
Or
it's
maybe
fine.
Some parent, one parent says, look, they don't need to do chores. And the other one's like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. They got to learn to be responsible you know? Adults. And the other one's like, yeah, they do enough.
Whatever. Just fine. Give them their allowance.
Let them be kids. Kids be kids.
Man, that would have been great. My chore growing up was the bathrooms. Loved it. I don't know why. I don't. It just seems to be, I don't know what it was. I think it was the fact that it was a small room and I could take everything and move it off the counter and wipe down the counters.
Dude, that's the best feeling.
And then move it back, right?
That's and very satisfying.
It really is. And so that maybe is why, especially when you get the sinks all nice and sparkly and clean. And I don't know why. I'm weird. But man, it was a. That was just sort of my favorite part.
I took care of the outside. I did the lawn mowing and trimming and
yeah,
snow removal and
you were
all
the,
that stuff.
You were the pool boy.
I was the man of the house.
You still are. All right. Let's go to our traffic, Lee, at 7:07.
Oh, my God.
It's 7:15. <Let's, laughs>
Somebody may need to resuscitate.
You might want to hide that chain that's hooking onto your wallet.
Let your boys be country.
Jason Aldean, and let your boys be country. And an interesting thought here, because I think a lot of us think about this same thing. When we have neighbors sometimes, when we have strangers that we don't really know kind of bring you homemade gifts and handmade gifts and treats.
We didn't used to. No. I mean, we used to just, hey, this is Judy's fudge and it's delicious.
Right. Well, and you still do. You don't even give a crap. Deb is like our barrier.
That's true.
She's like our food firewall. She'll try it all. And then if she doesn't die, then the rest
everybody
of us
else will have
eat
some.
It. But, you know, these artists, they're giving stuff all the time.
You know, it's like when people give us food, like, we made you some cookies. I'm like, yeah. I appreciate it, but I'm probably not going to eat these cookies because I just don't know you. You know, some of the stuff's weird, but some of it's really cool.
I mean, I don't know if he takes them and just to be courteous, but or if he just comes out and says, maybe not, but, you know.
Oh, just I take them. Yeah, just take them and be gracious
right.
about it.
They don't need to know where they went afterwards. But and that's probably what he does. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure his thoughts afterwards are just, well, we don't know where they're coming from, so. We do. We have to kind of be careful. And it didn't used to be that way. My gosh, you could go around trick-or-treating and people would make homemade caramel balls. What do you call those? Popcorn balls. And we wouldn't give it a second thought.
No.
You know? And we would just eat
fudge,
whatever treats.
Sugar cookies, yeah. Homemade bread.
It's crazy.
What chore arguments have you been in? Both kids have their jobs. One unloads the dishes. The other loads it. They have to take care of their bathrooms. No real arguments. We just clean. The one thing I hate is when he says, I'll clean the garage and I go out and just do it because I'm tired of waiting for him to do it. You've seen the meme on Facebook. Ladies, there's no need to hound your man about to cleaning the garage 6 months ago.
Yes.
He's going to do it.
Right. Yes.
I spent the weekend at my mom's after her stint in rehab. No matter what I did, the help was wrong. She's lucky she didn't get strangled during the night.
That's true. Sometimes you just got to sit back, keep your mouth shut, and let people help. And then if it's not the way you do it, just smile.
Right. My wife doesn't fold the clothes right. I know people have certain ways they do socks and towels.
Yeah.
And
underwear.
Yes.
Some people will roll their underwear.
Yep.
And put them in little.
I taught you that little trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife.
We never did it, but we.
Do it?
No. Linda still folds them the same way. No, but it was cool.
Yeah.
I saw in your underwear drawer.
When you got in my underwear drawer.
Which
is weird.
Yeah, it was. And if anybody doesn't know the backstory, then this is taking on a whole different kind of weirdness level.
We're oddly enough, we were doing a remote from my house with any hour services.
Yeah.
And Dave was had the remote mic, and he was wandering around the house, headed right up to my bedroom and opened my top dresser drawer, my underwear drawer.
Yeah.
And proceeded to rifle through it and see what was in there.
It was great. It was interesting. Yeah. After I got bit by your dog, I opened up the door and the dog's like chewing on my ankles. You know, I never even got over to your nightstand.
Really?
Yeah, remember the your little
dog?
I don't know which
bear?
One. It was one of the Chihuahuas.
Oh, and, it could have been Daisy.
Man,
I don't remember.
She thought that I was like going to kill you, like most Chihuahuas do.
That,
you know.
Yeah.
And, but I never, at that point, I never even made it over to the nightstand and opened up that. I could hear this.
My ex always complained about dishes in the sink. But he did. But did he help? Nope. I guess I've been lucky because women and coworkers from the past really bitch up a storm about their husbands.
Yeah. we don't do anything. We just can't do everything the way they want us to do it. And
we constantly have discussions about looks clean versus. Is clean.
Ah.
I've made my husband promise to hire a cleaning company if something ever happened to me. Our son deserves a clean toilet.
There you go.
From Tessa, we fight over who gets to vacuum and fight over who has to do the dishes. It's all about balance. When you're in the middle of something and your significant other asks you to do something else and 20 minutes later, you find her doing it all pissed off because you didn't drop everything to go do it.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other sticky part. And that is if you do make some kind of a comment that does lead to maybe a discussion.
Mm-hmm. I wish we could keep the garage cleaner.
Yeah. But then what's your natural reaction when you get into a fight? Then it's like, fine.
You do it.
But no, well, or you just go out there and you're all pissed off and you end up doing, you know, that's actually probably the best way to get somebody to do something. Get into a,
yeah.
Because
yeah. I'm just gonna make him mad and then he'll go out and clean it.
Right.
He'll show me.
And aren't we all so much more efficient when we angry clean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you're just
straight to business.
And you're mad and it's like, okay, fine.
Yep. And you get rid of stuff that you don't need more than you usually would.
Yeah, it's kind of not a bad little approach. I mean, the argument's not the fun part about it, but.
Jessica says, I'd rather just do it myself. If the trash can is full, take it out. Our married kids live in our basement. They use our washer and dryer. That's not a problem. But it takes 3 or 4 days for them to actually finish the laundry. It just sits there. And then that's a problem, because then you can't do your laundry.
Well, and then have you ever just went ahead and dried a laundry that's kind of had that mildew smell to it?
Oh, yeah.
And then every piece of clothing or towel that you use from there on out from that load smells like it's got mold or mildew on it or something like that.
My hubby is my house bitch. He cooks, cleans, does laundry, everything.
Wow.
My husband is simultaneously the most amazing and most annoying person I've ever known.
Isn't that what we love about marriage, right?
My wife complains when I put 3 dishes in the sink, but and I help her all the time. Daily life.
I know. Well, there we are. We're faced with another first world problem, and that is dishes in the dishwasher. Luke Bryan, John Party together on that one, Cowboys and Plowboys. Now, Luke, of course, did that little spring break thing that he always did every year. Well, it was kind of like not spring break, was it? It wasn't like
Crash
February.
My playa.
Yeah.
I think it's in January.
Yeah, right in the middle of the winter. But kind of a nice way to get away to, I think, was it Florida, if I'm not mistaken?
Mexico.
Okay.
Cancun.
I'm getting there. I'm working
you
at
are.
It. There's somewhere out there. I actually just I just throw out stuff and then I have Alexa over there corrects me. but no, spring break happening, and boy, it is going to be and it's currently going on. I think this week, a lot of people next week.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
The
This week on Cox, Spring Break Edition. Cameras ride along with Daytona Beach's finest as they stop a drunk LSU co-ed who tries to surf a shark.
You guys are no fun.
Then it's off to South Beach, where the boys in blue intervene before a girl named Madison gets a lower back tattoo of a pineapple.
Ugh, it would have looked so cool.
Then they tackle two guys named Wade for playing hacky sack with an endangered baby sea turtle.
Bruh, I don't see a sign that says I can't do it.
That's this week.
I don't even go to college.
On Cops.
I'm just here to party.
Spring Break Edition.
Hey, we do want to mention, we're going to start over with another Disney magical phrase that pays coming up at 8 o'clock, and we'll do that little thing we just did with Shandy all over again tomorrow at 7:30.
Yepers. And then still to come into the 9 o'clock hour, we just bribe you to listen to us all morning long. King or Kenny tickets. That means you can snag either a couple of tickets to see George Strait or Kenny Chesney. And listen for the cue to call. It is our ticket tag event that we have going on here. So 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. hours when you hear the cue to call. If you know the winners, the previous winner from our 3 p.m. contest hour yesterday, then you can win in that 9 a.m. hour and so on and so forth. So keep listening for your chance to win more tickets. We'll let you know of any changes coming up here as well. We got our morning shout-outs in 13 minutes. Coming up, we're going to find out. What happens if somebody has an accident in their pants when they're on The Price is Right?
The Price is Right to the rescue.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
We're also going to give you the top six signs that you're actually bad in bed.
Dave, only six?
Yeah.
That's when you bid, like, $1,000 on a pair of pants just so that you can get
exactly, to get out of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, we're also going to find out, you know that floating door, how much it went for. Or is going for that was in Titanic.
That is how I know you go.
Silverado silhouette, still shotgun riding in your head.
And that is Carrie Underwood, her latest here on Z104, and out of that truck. And maybe you got so excited at The Price is Right that you got to get out of your pants and get into some new pants because you might have had an accident.
Well, never fear. The Price is Right is here.
Former producer Mike Richards says that they have a system in place just in case someone peed their pants.
He says, I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case since we'd have to get on with the show.
Richards also produced Jeopardy, and you might remember him as Alex Trebek's replacement for just a little bit of a minute there.
He got removed because of stuff he'd previously said on a podcast, and also some wrongful termination and sexual harassment lawsuits from models during his time on The Price is Right.
So there you go. The Price is Right, always taking care of you.
Emergency pee-pee pants on The Price is Right.
And sweats are always safe, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you could buy some 3X sweats and still have somebody at least wear them.
Put a man in them, put a woman in them.
With at least a drawstring.
Yep.
Just in case.
And they can go out and finish their game.
Sounds like it looks like they're looking out for you as well. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. As far as the door on the Titanic goes, I didn't even know it was up for auction, but it looks like it's pulling in some money, and it did pull in some money here.
The floating door that saved Rose in Titanic just sold at an auction for $718,000, $718,750.
Now, it would be totally cool if the new owner was able to get Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet to see if they would both, if they'd
fit on it. Director James Cameron has previously confirmed Jack and Rose would fit on the door, but they wouldn't both survive because it wouldn't be buoyant enough. And it's not actually a door, it's a piece of wood paneling.
Jack and Rose fit on the door.
It was the story about Jack and Rose on the door.
It was there's all kinds of different songs you can use from it. It was the highest selling item at the auction, but there are some of the other cool props that brought in a lot of money as well.
Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom drew $525,000.
Not whip.
Whip.
Whip with an H.
There's an H in there, Dave.
Bill Murray's red rose bowling ball from Kingpin brought $350,000.
Wayne Knight's shaving cream can that he used to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park sold for $250,000.
Who has this kind of money, man, to go around? Right. And not only that, but when you buy these things at the auction, do people buy them?
Hang that up in the living room, Judy.
I guess maybe they just have that kind of money to go look at what we have. Or do they buy them as an investment thinking that in 10 or 20 years from now, they would sell for even more?
Maybe.
I don't know. Now, Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining went for $125,000.
Tobey Maguire's black symbiote suit from Spider-Man 3, $125,000.
And then again from Titanic, Kate Winslet's chiffon dress from the end there at Titanic, $125,000. There
so,
you go.
Yeah. So, wow. $718,000 for that floating door, which was really a piece of paneling.
Or you could look at that chiffon dress and just think about how somebody died in it and sank deep into the ocean, frozen to death. All right, have you guys ever used the Find Your Phone thing?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's kind of a cool feature. I mean, you can find your watch, you can find your phone. I don't know if you have... have you found it then? Because mine does a little beepy thing I can do on my watch even to help find the phone. Yeah, that's exactly
that's it.
And it tells you where your phone's at,
right
stuff
here.
Like that.
I found it.
Yeah.
Must be getting old or something lately. No, I can't find my phone anymore. Feels like my world's coming to an end. Yeah, I'd welcome spam calls once again. Whoa, whoa, now. Had it right there, right in the chair. I'm just like you, I'm always staring at my phone. Yeah, I can't even scroll IG. I might just have to see what it's like to have to talk to someone. I don't know. Right next to me, I swear right here with me. I'm freaking out because someone could be texting me.
Yeah.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
Keep your shout outs coming in here. 385-292-1043. Call, text safely. This is what we roll out about this time in the morning each day, Monday through Friday.
And my screen just closed.
Did it really?
I'm logging back in.
Oh,
I don't
nice.
Know why I did that.
Oh,
we'll do some birthdays first.
Right.
Gracie Hutchings, Janelle Brown, Kiera Sconomelio, Chris Christensen, Bobby Millard, Lance White, Stacey Manzanares, Dustin Moon, Amanda Larson. And then we'll go to our shout out. Shout out to Cindy Herbst for getting married. Good luck today from Bryce Pryor.
Yeah. Say goodbye to your freedom.
Good luck to him and his wonderful bride.
I'm kidding.
Shout out to North Star Printing in Spanish Fork. Shout out to my baby Sissy. Happy birthday, JC May. Thanks for being the best sister ever. Shout out to my awesome Aunt Tiff and my awesome Mama Robin from Peyton Oliver. Birthday shout out to JC May. She's 11 today. Let's see. And then I got to go to this other little screener.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man from Tennessee. Happy birthday, Kenny Chesney. Can't wait for our date this summer from your number one fan, Kim Barnes Walgren.
Yeah. And of course, keep it here into the 9 o'clock hour. Chance for you to win tickets to see Kenny.
This screen is really.
It's the new studio, remember?
I know,
blame it
right?
on the new studio.
From Wyatt Rindlisbacher, he says, could you possibly shout out to my beautiful wife, Kylie Rindlisbacher, on our 10-year wedding anniversary yesterday. I love you so much. Can't wait for many, many more. Also, we got insurance figured out. She gets her port in on Friday and starts chemo next week sometime.
Oh,
so
good.
So we're thinking about you guys and anybody else that's battling the C word.
Yes.
F the C word.
Oh, wait a minute. Hate it. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. You can just take that a different way.
Well, I get it though.
Yeah. In this particular case, man, that's a good one. You're kicking it.
Yeah. So
right on.
And then I think that's it. I think we're good.
Nice. All right, we got our birthdays in. We might as well sing you a little song just to have fun. And here we go. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days have come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesdays are better.
This is Tuesday.
Tuesday till Tuesday.
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 Tuesday is my Sunday.
Tuesday!
It's like we got another show to do.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
Holla!
Yo! I think prideful and stubbornness and hard-headed probably fits that. You know, my mom is very much that way. And I think I may get that from her, because Hallie Rae swears that I'm the most prideful, stubborn person she's ever met in her life.
Goodbye, strong out on the lawn.
Parker McCollum burning it on down. Top six signs that you're bad in bed. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, however. When you say that you're really good at it, or maybe you're just kind of a dud. If you're not sure, somebody asked a therapist to name the top signs that you're not so good in bed. And I just realized that kids are probably still in the car driving to school right now. That I probably should save this in about an hour from now, which I think we will. I'm just going to shift gears a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us think, man, I'm the lion. I am the king of the jungle. Yep. Maybe not so much.
Jessica Hall says, my 9-year-old just said, yes, 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 we are still in the car.
Well, then, we'll get to that just a little bit later on. And I heard you. You must have been loud enough that I must have heard you. So we're going to flip-flop that around. Coming up, we've got our Dump It or Dig It. Plus, we're going to talk about... is this a real thing, sunshine guilt? Because we do have a nice sunny day expected in the forecast for tomorrow. Then we're back at it again with mostly cloudy and breezy and a 70% chance of some showers on Thursday. Unsettled again for the weekend, for Easter weekend. I hate to tell you, but it won't be horrible, horrible. I don't think you should cancel any of your plans or anything, but it will be not too bad. We're looking at the lower 60s for the temperatures this weekend. High this afternoon, 48.
Right now, it's 33 and cloudy downtown.
And like I mentioned, Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes, coming up next.
Yeah, we have a new song from a new artist that is streaming like in the million bajillions. We're going to play it for you. See what you think. Weigh in by text, 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets for Red West in October at the Utah State Fair Park.
Now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
All right Dump It.
Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
It comes to us from Dasha. She just goes by one name. She was raised in San Luis Obispo, California, now based in Nashville. She wrote her first song at age 13, inspired by her love of country, pop, rock, and Americana. She cites her influences as Kacey Musgraves, SZA, Tyler Childers, and Noah Kahan. Dasha enrolled in Nashville's Belmont University, but after the COVID-19 pandemic hit in 2020, she went back to California, did her own thing, wrote Austin in early 2023, which is the name of the song we're going to listen to. If you haven't already heard about it, it's massively out there and popular. She
also
said,
big during the holidays, too. I'm Dasha, I'm Dancer, I'm Prancer.
Yeah, once we got the idea and chords going... the song flew out in less than an hour. It felt natural. Everyone I showed the song to after the session was, this is going to be a really big song. Warner Brothers recently, like I think this week, signed her.
Cool.
And so she was on a little independent label, but now has a backing of Warner Brothers. And this is the first single from Dasha. It's called Austin. Text us 385-292-1043. Dump it or dig it. Somebody's going to win tickets for Red West in at the Utah State Fair Park, October 4th through 6th. Music featuring Coulter Wall, Oliver Anthony, Ian Munzik, Shane Smith and the Saints, Luke Grimes, and many more. Tickets now on sale at redwestslc.com.
And as you know, you can also call the studio off that same number that you text. Please do it safely. Let us know what you think about it. Our Dump It or Dig It this morning and Dasha.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. Wash up in Austin. A hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. You go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your
Dasha, Austin, name of the song, and we want to know what you think about it. Call or text safely, and it's our Dump It or Dig It.
Jana, sounded like tribal campfire dance music, but it worked. I'm digging it. Misty Dalton says, dump it. Jesse Mounts says, dig it. Tyson Roberts, digging it. Fabulous tune. She's doing the right thing here from Zane. Pretty good song. I say dig it. Dump it. The talk ruined this song. Catchy, beautiful voice. But already overplayed by the Buckle Bunnies. Jaden from Heber. Wrong station. She would fit better on a different station.
Huh.
Brittany says, dig it. Jill Holt digging it. Dump it. That ain't no country. Jason Weiss. Nathaniel Thompson, I don't hate it, but it was weird, but I still dig it. Sarah Ziney says, dump it. Not sure if it's country.
Had a Lumineers feel. Little Lumineers feel, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
Yeah, it did. They're coming in so quick here. Dally Hannon says, dig it. Shane Shaw, dump it. Jody Earle, digging it. Mike Carson, great song. Dig it. Bonnie Hoskins, I dig it. Cameron Cronmiller, I'm going to have to dump it. My wife played it in the car the other day, and I had to turn it down. Jen Bertinoli, not feeling it. Dump this. April Adams, dump it. Jason Sipes, dig it. Brandon Johansson, soft dig. Dump it. Boring. Freaking love it. Dig it. Mike Massey says dump it. Dump it. It sounded like, I don't know. Charlotte Lyman says, dig it. Dig it. I love the new line dance to this. Beaner says, dump it. Alder Rydalch, dump it. Dig it. A sexy voice. Gilbert Lozano. Chanda Abney says, meh. Brenda says, it's a dump. Casey Heyman is digging it. Anita Erickson, dig it. Michelle Adams, digging it. Christy Kelling, I think it'll grow on me, so I'll give it a small dig. Sarah Marisma says, dig it. I like it. Jessica Wolnick says, give it a little dig. Julie Youngblood, Lynette McElprang, Brittany, Rick Davis, dig it. Great beat, fun song. Undecided, but it'll grow on me. Michelle, Dylan Anderson, dig it. Very catchy. Great beat. Annoys my sister on TikTok, though. huge dig for me. I think she's going to do amazing. Mel Bernard, dig it. This has been my earworm for a few weeks, and I didn't know the name or who sang it. Dump it. It sounds like something somebody else would play, but not you guys. Love the sound. Digging this from AJ. Nicole Hyde, dig it. Mike Cook, very catchy. Digging it. This is good. Dig it for sure. Esther Christian, dump it. This ain't country. Belongs with Beyonce's music. Becky Lindsay, cool sound. I like it. Big dig. Jake and Jason MacArthur. Brianna Powell, dig it. This needs to be played on a pop station, not a country station. Kill it before it kills us all. Caitlin D, why does this give me Beyonce vibes? Dump it. Dig it. Not sure she has a country sound, but her voice is beautiful. From Tara Prowse. Brandon Sainsbury, Swifty vibes, and I dig it. Not really liking this one much. Dump it. From Becky George. Gabrielle Valdez is digging it. Paul Faddis, digging it. Lynette, digging it. Jeff Remington, Tyler Manzanares, Mel Christensen, Ashley Peterson, Reagan Moss. I dig it, and it's not available on Apple Music yet. Jay Jensen, dump it. What the hell is this? Don't need any more whiny girls on the radio. Now, we said people are telling us we don't play enough whiny girls.
Yeah.
So, come on.
But I kind of agree with them.
Oh, Dave. Terry Brown, catchy song. Dig it. From Angel in Camden. Dump it. It's bad enough I listen to it on streaming. Michelle Manskill says, dig it. I dig it. Dig it. Brenda Wanless. I'm going to say 70-30.
Okay. Dasha was the name of the artist. Austin was the name of the song right there. And 70-30 was our overall. We're going to head off to this music right here. When it stops, Deb will stop scrolling. And that's how you win the tickets.
Ryan Brock. Ryan Brock, you are the winner. I will text you. You've got tickets for Red West here in Salt Lake City at the Utah State Fair Park, October 4th through 6th. Tickets and more information available at redwestslc.com. And it's all brought to you by Baku e-bikes and scooters.
Holy cow. That's all I can say. Prices unbelievable with lightly used demo bikes and scooters at Baku right now. Now, all you have to do, and this is super simple. Look, this is a local company, worldwide, doing unbelievable things. It's a game changer on these Baku e-bikes. Just go in there, test ride one. See which one fits you the best. Maybe it's the Storm. Maybe it's the Mule. Maybe it's the Mav 3. Maybe it's the Flatlander. Maybe it is the Scout. Whatever it might be, they have a full line of Baku e-bikes and scooters to choose from that are lightly used, but you can save up to half off and more. Figure out which one you want and then head on in there during their Super Saturday sale, which goes on again this Saturday March 30th. That will be their last Super Saturday sale for these demo deals. So don't forget to head on in there and check it all out. You can also take a look online at baku.com, B-A-K-C-O-U, or their address is 2840 South Wadman Drive in Ogden. Morgan Wallen here on the Z. Thank you so much for hanging out here with us. Dave and Deb with you on Tuesday morning. Now, hang in there, everybody. I know that we get a little down and depressed when the weather is sort of muggy, just kind of cruddy. You know what I mean?
Well.
But tomorrow, the sun will come out.
And we might get sunshine guilt.
Yep, we might.
This is trending. A lot of people say they're dealing with it. This is the first time I've heard of it. Do you ever battle sunshine guilt?
Gosh.
How's your computer day?
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
So it's basically related to FOMO, bed rotting and Herkel Durkeline. That's the Scottish term for staying in bed when it's time to get up.
It's when there's a string of days with bad weather, then it's sunny, but you just don't feel like going out. Early spring is prime sunshine guilt season.
Yeah.
Your sunshine guilt might cut even deeper if you check social media and see your friends out enjoying the nice weather.
And as you heard there, TikTok kind of blowing up after she said that she's having a perfectly good day and she's okay to stay indoors. It, I don't know, man. It's a.
I mean, if I don't have sunshine guilt, like if it's sunny and 30 degrees, but if it's sunny and 50 or 60, I probably will go outside.
Yeah.
Because I love being outside.
But these are the people that actually find that they would rather stay inside, but they're feeling guilty because everybody's talking about how nice it is outside. Now the summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now, I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine day. Maybe you want to get out into the beautiful outdoors. And go take a look at some of the animals. Here's the some of the animals that we want to see the most in the wild. Now, this is a countrywide, so keep that in mind. It might be different in, obviously, different areas or worldwide.
If you live in a crowded city, probability of you seeing wildlife is pretty low, unless you count Berman. Hey, there's a rat!
I like it.
It's a great reason to go out and explore the natural world, even if it means a very long trip. So they asked 2,000 people, these are the top 10 animals we want to see in the wild. I would love to see a kangaroo.
Right?
Yes.
We visited in the Down Under, and visited. Of course, it would be my luck. I'd walk up to it, and it'd kick me with its rear hind, and boom.
Box you in the face.
Yeah. Polar bear. We can see these right up there at Hogle Zoo. We love our partners up there at Hogle Zoo. And by the way, I think it's still mating season for the polar bears.
So they're still up there scrapping and scratching and trying to get busy. Number 8 is a penguin.
Giraffe, our long neck friends.
Which you can also see at the zoo.
Yes.
The giant panda was number 6.
And then here's our top 5, a whale.
And they're claspers. Number 4 is the lion.
You want to see the claspers, don't you? Then a dolphin.
Number 2 is the tiger.
And then coming in at number 1. Could you see that
the
trunk?
Elephant. Nice trunk.
Yeah, how about that? And again, we normally could see them up there at Hogle Zoo, but our elephants are off to a mating colony. They shipped them off not too long ago.
So Christy and Zuri are off trying to have a babies. Baby.
Yeah, so they have to send them off to a little Handmaid's Tale area or something.
to the ceremony.
Yes. All right. It's 8:43. Let's take a look at our traffic again, Lee. It's all yours. All right. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
And we'll have a nice day for tomorrow. In the meantime, we just got to make it through a few more clouds, a little bit of rain and snow and grapple and colder temperatures. High today of 48 degrees. We're looking at a high tomorrow of 54. And then that's going to be our best day of the next 7 days. And then we're back at it again with that unsettled weather for the rest of the week and into the weekend.
Right now it's 35 and cloudy downtown. Come on, Dave. It's a
really
sunshine day.
To piss me off.
Even if your computer's not working.
I don't know what that crap day is going on here. It's Kenny Chesney on the Z. Take her home. Chance for you to win those tickets coming up next hour with our King or Kenny. Pick your ticks. And we do it 4 times a day, 9 a.m. hour, 11 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. hour, and 3 p.m. hour. It's ticket tag. So if you know the winner from yesterday afternoon during the 3 p.m. hour, give us a call. You could win those Kenny tickets. It's your choice, really. When you get through, then you're like,
Do I want King? Do I want Kenny?
Yeah, do I want George
Strait? We had
Strait?
A little bit of both yesterday. So whichever one you want to go to, your caller Z, you get to pick. It's pick your tick with King or Kenny in the 9, 11, 1, and 3 p.m. hours all week long.
Are you a banana fan?
I like bananas, yeah.
Do you get them on a regular basis?
I feel like I kind of had an allergic reaction to one a few months ago, so I haven't dared try one again.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But
you couldn't
think
figure
I'm okay.
out if it was nuts or bananas.
It's not nuts. I'm good.
Were allergic to nuts.
No, I'm good with nuts.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And you're also good with bananas then, because you found out that that wasn't it, or what?
I have not eaten a banana since then. I just don't dare. But
I don't know what the deal is. I heard some report. You know how we hear about eggs, and they're good, they're bad, they're good, they're bad, they're good, they're bad. And then you hear about everything. So then I hear, you know, it's like, well, if you eat a banana, that's fine, but make sure that you're kind of burning it off, because there are a lot of natural sugars in a banana. Trader Joe's just upped the price of a single banana for the first time in actually 2 decades. Now, they did it by more than 20%, but they, but we're talking about a single banana here. So don't, you know, I mean, that's not getting into your kids' college fund yet.
They've been selling bananas for 19 cents a piece since 2001. And it's something they've been bragging about. The displays say stuff like same price for 20 years running. Mm. But recently they upped the price to 23 cents for a banana at Trader Joe's.
Now, 21% increase, but it's also 4%, just 4 cents more is all. So they say that's just due to the rising costs. They're guessing more people won't care. But if you're somebody who flies through bananas and needs them in bulk, which a lot of people do, you know, you may want to shop elsewhere. But Trader Joe's, now do you have a Trader Joe's? I think I have stepped into Trader Joe's one time, and it was over there in the Midvale area probably 10 years ago.
Kaysville's been lobbying for a Trader Joe's. I don't know how that's going, but Trader Joe's just announced a Sugar House location.
I mean, are they incredible? I don't know
because I've never been in a Trader Joe's, yeah, so I don't know. My kids love Trader Joe's.
Is it?
They have like stuff that their own brand of like cookies and stuff that they like.
Why do I envision it's only people in sandals that burn incense at home? And and I don't know why it is. I could be the farthest thing away.
I have not been to a Trader Joe's, so I don't know.
Peace, love, and Trader Joe's,
right,
and
on.
Hug a tree.
The national average for bananas, 63 cents a pound. That's 3 or 4 bananas, depending on the size. 3 will now run you 69 cents at Trader Joe's, and 4 will run you 92 cents, so a little more expensive.
So they used to sell them by the pound like in other stores, but switched to 19 cents after the CEO saw an old lady grab a bunch and then put them back.
He asked why she didn't pull the trigger on the whole bunch, and she told him, "Sonny, I may not live to that fourth banana."
So in other words, they've priced them individually for over 2 decades. Just because one old lady's casual fear of impending death. So I'm like, wow.
Somebody says Trader Joe's is okay, worth a visit, but wear your scarf and sandals.
So it is. Am I stereotyping correctly?
Very snooty folks at Trader Joe's. Overcrowded. You guys are missing out if you've not stopped at Trader Joe's. You need to go try it.
All right.
I have people that absolutely love some candies, some cookies, things like that at Trader Joe's. But I haven't tried it.
Is it like a glorified like Whole Foods or something too? Is that is there a bunch of organic stuff? Of course, why am I asking you?
Yeah, I don't know.
According to another new survey, 84% of these respondents believe in karma. Do you believe in karma? Do you believe that it comes back around?
I mean, it depends. Sometimes I wish karma was real for people. I don't know if I really believe in it or not, though.
And along with the actions, they come back around, which is why they pay it forward whenever possible. How do people pay it forward when you're talking about karma? The acts that they do most often include treating loved ones to something special, about 50% of the people.
Giving generous tips, 48% of us do that.
And then helping a neighbor, 46%.
But these acts do more than help others. They help the person doing the good deed just as much. According to those surveyed, paying it forward makes them feel better about themselves. 50% improves their overall well-being, 37%, and makes them more confident, 22%.
But this is, you know, we talk about karma, and sometimes we immediately think bad karma.
Karma is a cat purring in my lap because it loves me.
But you know what I'm saying. But this is all good stuff. Pay it forward. In other words, maybe you see an act of kindness or something, pay it forward, and maybe karma will come back around.
Well, I mean, sometimes things happen and you're like, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, yeah, in that way. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Karma can come back in a real, it's a biatch. What? Isn't that the saying? Karma is a biatch. Hey, we all go through our different generations. Millennials, we talk about that from time to time. Now, millennial parents, and you know who you are, people. Think that they're actually doing a better job than their very own parents did when they were growing up. Almost 3 in 4 millennial parents think that they're currently doing a better job with their kids than their own parents did with them. And my kids are all millennials.
So what are parents today doing differently? According to the poll, these are the top 4 parenting strategies we're using that most of our parents did not use.
Gentle parenting, a style that, quote, guides children through the decision-making process without the parent setting demands and rules.
Okay. Where we get advice. 24% have gotten parenting advice. 24% of us parents have gotten parenting advice from social media. Mm. But other than that, it hasn't really changed much. It's only the 5th most trusted source for advice behind family, other parents, friends, and parenting books.
And I'm finding more and more with, you see this where the kids, like this says, it turns to social media and you're like, well, why didn't you just call me? You know, all you have to do is just give them more Benadryl.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll be fine.
Yep.
Everybody is fine. And then also being open about mental health. Your own parents might have just said, buck up. But 80% of millennials, millennial parents think decisions about mental health and emotional well-being are actually important. 98% are willing to talk to their kids about it.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, isn't that good? And then 2/3 say that their own parents never did.
And get them into therapy if they need it, or into therapy when you need it.
Yes.
But it was a stigma.
Oh, when you and I, it was like you're
did
a mental.
Did you hear Judy's going to therapy?
Oh, yeah.
You're a nut job.
Yep, you are immediately tagged.
Yeah. Being present with your kids. 80% of millennial parents claim they always try to prioritize their kids over work. 77% of us think we are more present with our kids than our parents were.
Now, some last couple of stats. 1/3 of millennial parents say that they have to deal with their own parents questioning their new age methods a lot. Well, that's not the way we did it. How can you
go out and cut a willow switch and hit him on the butt?
Yeah, let him drink out of the garden hose. It's fine.
Regardless of where you stand on it, most agree having kids these days isn't easy. 43% of parents right now say they're currently burned out.
Geez, who are the others?
I know, right?
Wouldn't 100% of parenting be burned out unless you've hired a nanny? You know, maybe you have that luxury of doing that, but I would imagine that that would be a higher percentage of people who would be burned out. Top 5 ways that you know you raised a bad kid. It's March, and she's already on Santa's naughty list. When you tell him to use his words, he says, give me your Discover card number. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Now, use your words. Come on, use your words.
I heard it. I think somebody said it to me yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or they say,
like,
use your words.
They're like, use your words now.
more ways you know you raised a bad kid. He's wanted for a string of big wheel jackings. She was kicked out of T-ball for fixing the games. And the final reason that you know that you raised a bad kid, she sells Girl Scout cookies from the trunk of a Monte Carlo.
Jen Burton always says, my mom just dosed us with Paregoric when she was too tired to put us down for bed.
Is that the same thing as Benadryl, Paregoric?
That stuff made you throw up. It's straight up morphine.
Oh, it is? Oh, that's
remember
nice.
Remember Paregoric? Oh, and it was the worst taste ever. But my mom, it was for like, I think.
I thought it was made you throw up or something.
No, that was, what's that called?
Is it castor oil?
No, paregoric was straight up morphine, and my mom would give it to us if we were sick or we had diarrhea or whatever.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
I know.
No wonder we'd.
Ooh, I'm not feeling very good, Mom.
No wonder we're in radio.
Give me some straight up morphine.
Dave and Deb, living proof of paregoric. Let's check on our final report from Lee 904.
You're thinking of Epicac.
Yo, yes, that's it. That makes you throw up.
I don't
up.
Even know. Do they still use that? Do they still make that?
I don't know.
All I know is that it just makes you horrifically throw up, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
It is National Spinach Day. While you go and work on your forearms, we will be coming up with some more George Strait and Kenny Chesney tickets this hour.
I couldn't make it just.
Carly Pearce, along with Chris Stapleton. Of course, you can recognize Chris Stapleton's voice anywhere. And we don't fight anymore. So here is the thing, guys. Y'all think that you're the best thing.
When it's the kids are in school now, right?
Right. The kids are in school. It's been an hour later, and at least we hope they are. But you might be thinking, oh, my gosh, am I a lion when it comes time for romping?
Okay, listen up, everybody. Turn up your volumes. Announcement.
Turn the volume way up.
Hey, you want it louder?
No, softer.
A little louder. I want rumble to hear.
Louder!
Louder and louder.
Crank it up!
Keep it cranked.
I don't just crank it up.
Crank it up!
Prepare for glory!
If you are cranking it up and heating things up in the bedroom, maybe you're doing the right thing, but would you say, are you a dud? Or are you good? This therapist went on to say, here's how the top six signs that you are not as good as you think you are when it comes to romping. You're not confident. That includes confidence in your skills and in your body. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Crap. You know what I mean? It's like. When you have to have the lights turned off because you don't want your spouse to see you.
That's me.
I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that's me.
That's like.
Like totally 100%.
Yeah, the confidence. And there are times that I honestly think that I'm going to kill my wife. I feel like the weight. If you know what I mean, I just think, I don't know if she can breathe. Things like insisting that lights might be off. Might put a damper on things. Now, does it cause problems, or is it just light enough to leave it to your imagination?
The darker, the better.
Yeah.
In my case, yeah.
Okay.
Your partner doesn't seem that into it. Pretty obvious. If they're not enjoying it, you might not be the Casanova you think you are.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. People.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you fake it. I mean, that's the thing about the ladies, man. They can fake it, and that only fuels the fire for
it's
the guy.
It's really bad if they're not even trying to fake it.
Well, yeah.
Really
it really
bad.
Is bad. Yeah, absolutely. But I know that some of all y'all might be faking it just so to make us feel better. Like, oh, you're an animal. When inside you're like, are you kidding me? Anyway, now
that
you're easily
so good, Bob.
This is one right here, and I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this one, but you're easily distracted. It's really all about losing yourself in it and not even thinking about your
you
next move, or if you're dancing together or something like that. But yeah,
I got to get that. It might be work.
If my phone buzzes, if my wrist, I have to turn my phone off. I have to turn my wrist. I have to take my watch completely off my hand. And I'm telling, and I can't, the TV has to be off. If the dog starts to whine or something, I'm like, I'm out.
Causes you little performance issues, David?
Well, I'm just a little bit of like a squirrel moment, you know, and I don't know what the deal is, but.
You're embarrassed to talk about it. Again, it shows a lack of confidence. Communication about what you both want is key.
Yeah. And may I just take this moment to apologize to my kids? We don't do any of these things. I was talking about other people.
Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically, if that was were the case. You never change your routine. You know,
come on,
that,
Judy.
Come on. You know what we do. Saturday morning at 8:30. No, it shows a lack of confidence, communication about what you both want. Well, oh, you said that. I skipped over that. Maybe you used to be good in bed, and you could be again, but not if you don't mix things up a little bit. And it can become very routine.
Let's get wild, Judy.
Especially if it's scheduled. I don't know about you, but if you guys are like,
all day, you're like, okay, it's Thursday.
It's coming up. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, I better not have burrito for lunch.
Yeah, and I really want to save my energy.
Yep. You're constantly worried about performing. Performance issues affect up to 25% of men and 16% of women. This might seem counterintuitive, but try taking pressure off yourself by focusing on your own enjoyment, not just theirs.
All right. Or just go buy some blue pills. Maybe that's
Somebody said, if you take your watch off, how do you get your steps in?
Yes, that is a good point. I got to get a little bit of, it doesn't register the cardio. However, I only have the watch off for 90 seconds, so it's not too bad. Hey, coming up, a chance for you to win these George Strait tickets or Kenny Chesney tickets. Listen for the cue to call. It's King or Kenny. Pick your ticks, and it is on the way as you have a chance to go to either one of those concerts. Now, I'm going to tell you that some of these concerts, let me at least before you call, and then you'll have a better idea. George Strait is on June 29th, and Kenny Chesney is on July 16th. And so go ahead. That might help you make up your mind in choosing what tickets if you do get through. It is ticket tag, remember.
It's coming up before 10 o'clock.
Right.
Also, we have Battle of the Sexes this morning, and we've got Lagoon for that at 9:30.
Big Easter weekend coming up this weekend. Some good specials on the way. Z104 wants to give you a chance to celebrate friendship and beyond at Pixar Fest at the Disneyland Resort, April 26th through August 4th. Go to Z104Country.com for more details and find out how you can win. And listen to the next phrase word coming up here at 10 a.m. Check out, check for show times, both a theme park and reservation and valid ticket for the same park on the same date are required for park entry. Entertainment and offerings are subject to availability restrictions and change or cancellation without notice. Park admission and offerings are not guaranteed. Visit Disneyland.com for updates or slash updates for more important information before visiting the Disneyland Park Resort.
This is George Strait.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
King or Kenny?
What'll it be?
Call now to win tickets for George Strait June 29th at Rice Eccles or Kenny Chesney July 16th at America First Field. 385-292-1043.
Nate Smith, and we're going to set somebody's world on fire right now by giving them a chance to win either George Strait tickets or Kenny Chesney tickets. And your name is?
Hello.
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 Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Now, you're halfway there, buddy. You did get through as caller Z. You just need to tell us the winner's name from yesterday afternoon in the 3 p.m. hour.
Janet Romero.
Winner!
That's all you got to do.
All right.
Now, Jeff, before we decide which concert you're going to, what is your last name?
Ty, T-Y-E.
Jeff Ty is the name you need to know for ticket tag, King or Kenny ticket tag in the 11 a.m. hour. Now, Jeff, is it going to be King George or Kenny Chesney?
I think King George.
All right. You got tickets for George Strait June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium, and we'll play this game again in the 11 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. hours. We're doing King or Kenny all week long. Jeff Ty is our latest winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dude, have you ever seen George Strait in concert?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh. This guy has over 60 number one hits. He can just stand up there and play for hours. And you'll just absolutely love it. Do you have a George Strait favorite song?
Not really.
Yeah.
I like his Christmas cookies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yell that out.
There's 15 minutes for some kissing or some hugging.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
When was the last time you put some little sprinkly things on your cookies?
Every time I have them.
Dave, that's a personal question.
Hey, Jeff, I know that you've probably been asked this question a lot, but have you ever thought about starting your own T-shirt company and calling it tie-dyed shirts?
No.
Well, you should. That's a pretty cool name. Where are you from? Like, what's your background?
England. My heritage is from England.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Cheerio.
Right.
And Denmark.
I'm from Ireland and Denmark. But are you Denmark, David?
I do have some.
The Gunders?
Yep.
You're the son of Gunder?
Yeah, something like that. Son of something. I don't go by that anymore. A lot of people say I'm a son of something, but... Jeff Ty is the name to remember for our King or Kenny ticket tag and a chance for you to win coming up here into the 11 a.m. hour. Jeff, who hooks you up with the most tickets on Forever and Ever, Amen, on the planet?
Z104, Dave and Deb.
Ooh. Flags. That's what my mom called them.
Yeah. Holy crap, that's a good song.
Go pick some flags out on the bank there.
Yeah. And that's kind of what they look like, if you think about it. They had those flowing petals. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, Purple Irises on the Z. Not going to be too long before we'll start to see some of those start to pop up around the neighborhood. Except those aren't really the first ones that pop up, right? Are they? Are those the tough ones? Where they start to
pansies and crocus and violets are usually the first one. And tulips.
Tulips, that's what I got.
Yeah.
Tulips. I'm already starting to see the little stem, about 2-inch stem.
Nice.
Poke up. Yeah, it's
probably
exciting.
More like 1 inch, but, whatever, Dave.
Depends on but hey, good little fun thing here. 8-year-old checking out a tractor equipment. Fun stuff. This Jackson is an 8-year-old dude, and he knows more about farming equipment than most grown men.
He's at a farm show. He's quizzing the salesman about the various tractor features.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe this one's 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably
good. If I'm going to the grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
I like all the stuff you got here. Interact, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
Dang, listen to that, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, I love that.
Man, they need to sign him up. Put him on the payroll. Fun, cute things. Hey, we've got a little scenario of an email that came in that we're going to get to. It is Attack or Retreat is the title. We'll talk about that coming up after this friendly battle for an all-day Lagoon passport.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, we do have an all-day passport to Lagoon. The Easter Bunny is back at Lagoon and ready for you to hippity-hop down Bunny Boulevard, located near the entrance of Pioneer Village, Saturday and Sunday, March 30th and 31st from noon to 3, gathering eggs filled with goodies along the way. The Easter Bunny will also be hopping around for photos. BYOB, bring your own basket. This attraction is designed for children under 56 inches in height with their families. So, Dave, don't try to do it yourself.
Dang it.
Let your grandkids do
it. All right, we'll do that. On the line with us right now, what is your name? Hello, what's your name? Hello.
Sid.
It's what?
Sid. C-Y-D.
Sid.
Sid. Okay.
All right. Sid, we'll find you a man. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Morning. Are you a man? Oh, they hung up. I guess not. Morning, the Z. Are you a man?
No, I'm a girl.
All right. We'll try
looking for a man.
Morning, the Z. Are you a man? Hello?
This is Megan.
Megan.
Oh, we're looking for a man.
Man, we're just having a heck of a time. Morning, the Z. Are you a dude?
I am a dude.
All right.
What's your name?
Colby.
Okay, Colby or Sid, have either one of you won in 30 days?
Nope.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Sid, we're going to go first. Legendary musician Steve Tyler celebrates his 76th birthday today. Which rock band was he a vocalist for? Metallica, Aerosmith, or Guns N' Roses?
Aerosmith.
Yes. Yeah,
I think that's the easiest question on the planet. Colby, here is your question. Happy birthday, Diana Ross. What movie earned Diana Ross an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress in her role as Billie Holiday? Lady Gaga, it's Lady Sings the Blues, The Wiz, or Mahogany?
Let's go with Mahogany.
Lady Sings the Blues on that one.
All right, Sid. Happy National Spinach Day. Which popular cartoon superhero is known for eating spinach to help him defeat the bad guys?
What the?
Listen, David, I don't write them. I just read them. The Hulk, Popeye, or Green Goblin?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Two for two.
What's the capital of Utah?
Not one of the questions, Dave.
All right. Colby, here's your question. What is the term for the cosmetic product used to even out skin tone and create a smooth base for makeup? Concealer, primer, or foundation?
Let's go with concealer.
Foundation on that one.
That means Sid's the winner, but Sid, just for fun, in which sport can you earn a green jacket by winning a prestigious tournament? Rugby, football, or golf?
Oh,
yes.
Golf?
No. Yep.
Oh,
golf is the Masters, right?
Yeah. Colby, here's your question. Doesn't really matter. Which luxury fashion house is famous for its interlocking double G logo and leather goods? Is it Givenchy, Gucci, or Louis Vuitton?
Gucci.
Well, at least you didn't get skunked out, but it.
All right.
Didn't quite pull it off.
Sid, go enjoy some Lagoon any day they're open this year. It's a free day, all-day passport. And Colby thinks you can play again, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot, y'all. Ashley Cook on Z104. Called Your Place. So we're going to call this one Attacker Retreat. At least that's what the email was titled when it came in here to Deb and I. And I guess just sort of want to get your feedback on it. Or in other words, maybe what would you do? It says here that I had my I was in my dad's car waiting for his dad. It said they changed the names here too. They're just going to use Jason, I think. Parked his car waiting for his dad at the grocery store. A black SUV with tinted windows pulled up beside him. Woman flings the door open, hits the side of Jason's car. He looks a bit disgusted at what has just happened. The woman takes Jason's energy, multiplies it back at him. She says, do we have a problem? Say it really snotty. Do we have a problem here?
Do we have a problem here?
Yeah, just like that. Before
Thanks, Dave.
Before Jason can respond, a guy a little bigger and a little younger than him jumps out of the driver's side of the SUV and repeats, do we have a problem here? In that moment, Jason decides to de-escalate the situation and says no. Now, it goes on to say that there was not a mark or a dent. So in that particular case, I guess you would say that he maybe did the right thing.
Yeah, I don't think there was a problem there other than their attitude, but you can't fix people like that.
Now, I had this problem, and it was a little, and I'll finish with some multiple choice here as well, because this is what they put down. Just because it does give you something to think about on how you would react. But I told you I had this. In fact, it was a black SUV.
But you got a ding, right?
But I got a ding.
Yeah.
And it was a
pretty... And you do have a problem.
It was a pretty good ding.
Yeah. Did you see who did it? I can't remember.
Yeah. In this case, it was windy. And I don't know if you remember me telling the story, but I was in the car. And then this young teenager kid, maybe 12 years old, maybe not even that. And he opens up the door, poof, wind catches it, smacks it right into our car. I mean, like with good force, because the wind just, it was like a sail.
That's what insurance
smacks it
is
right
for.
Into, you know, the car. And then at that
accident.
Point, yeah. And at that point, He didn't even give it a second thought. He just grabbed the door and shut it. And then I looked at the mom in the driver's seat, and she rolled, and I said, I rolled down my window. I go, what? I mean, what's going on? What the? And she said, and since she immediately was like, I'm so sorry, you know, and the kid starts to go, I'm so sorry. The wind caught it, and I got upset.
It was an accident.
I got upset, you know. My first initial reaction was, and I was like,
well, because you expect the other guy to be mad. Like,
yeah.
Don't park so close, you idiot.
Right. Right. But then when I realized everything kind of all came together, my mouth had already spoken. And when I realized that at that point, I'm like, oh my gosh, the wind caught it. But you're still pissed, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
You know, because sometimes your reaction would be, well, hold on to your door then. You know, but young kids don't know that, no. You know? They just grab the door open.
Haven't been in the wind
open.
Long enough to know to do that.
So, anyway, this is what the rest of the email goes on to do. It just says, in this particular case, there wasn't. But let's say, just for hypothetical reasons, there was either a dent or a sizable scratch. Now, how do you respond when the guy asks, do we have a problem here? Or when the lady says,
do we have a problem here?
Do we have a problem here?
Now, here are the options. If he approaches aggressively, would you A, match his energy? B, now this is talking about a hypothetical where you do have a dent or a big, a sizable scratch or whatever. Match his energy. B, take out your phone and start filming him. C, retreat, get back in your car and lock the door. Or D, try to pursue calmly and professionally to make sure that they cover the damage that they have caused.
So he's at fault. He's made a dent.
Yes.
And he's
the one
pissy
that's
with you.
Yes.
I would try to remain calm, but I would take pictures or video. But I would probably video, because then you get the audio of what transpires.
Yeah.
But I would try to remain calm. I'd be like, this is really unfortunate, but there's a dent here, and it's going to have to be fixed, and you did it, so...
Yeah.
I'm filming for that reason.
So do you film the dent, or do you immediately pull out your phone and film his reaction? Because that's only going to piss him off more. You know that.
Well,
you know that when you pull out your phone.
That's unfortunate as well, but it's my right to film the dent and him.
Do you think about that? Because sometimes we afterwards go, why didn't I film that? This guy got all pissed off. They're out of control. It would have helped in my case.
I mean, maybe I watched too much Dateline, but I would film it.
Really?
I would just think to film it. Because,
good for you.
We've done that a couple of times. Like I told you the other day, some guy was driving down the freeway. He was the driver, but from the waist up, he was out the window sideways.
Oh, yeah.
And he was waving his arms. It was a sunny day. So we filmed it.
Just in case.
And we didn't do anything with it, but we thought, well, if we see this on the news or something.
Right.
At least we have this video.
Or he's in a wreck down the road,
yes.
You know, or something like that.
Or if we see him down the road, we have the video. But I think more people think, and there's cameras everywhere. So chances are, wherever you're parked at a business, it may already be being filmed.
True. So you're taking a little bit of B and D, which is B, take out your phone and start filming him, and D, to pursue calmly and professionally to make sure that they cover the damage that they've caused.
Yes, B and D.
Yeah. Rooks and Dunn. Just think of that.
Take a knee out and just say, no, you have the problem now. Thanks, Jason. I would multiply his energy. Don't yell at me for your actions, Peyton Oliver. What would you do, Dave?
I don't know why people do that. You know, I feel like we would probably get into a shouting match first. My initial reaction
all
would be...
All the testosterone's flying?
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be all bad-a about it. I just feel like my natural reaction would be, you just escalated this, you mother effer.
Well, I get really mad and I'm yelling and I start crying and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to try to remain calm.
Yeah.
So I don't end up yelling and crying and... saying the F word. And
because then that just shows weakness.
I know, right? And I don't, some big old brute has just hit my car and he's yelling at me. I don't want to cry. So I'm going to pretend like I'm calm, cool, and collected, and video his damage and his reaction and take care of it that way.
Realistically?
Yeah. I think I would.
Good. I sometimes get too caught up in the moment, I guess. And so I feel like, I would probably escalate it more than I should. But the right way to do it is take a little B, which is take your phone out, maybe start filming the thing, which again will piss people off big time. We see it all the time. As soon as somebody starts filming somebody's reaction, it does not usually go well. They get mad. They tell you to quit filming because they know they're in the wrong and you're filming their emotions.
Yep.
And that usually doesn't go very well. It'll probably escalate it even more. But at some point, I would imagine if you're smart about it, probably start filming. And then I would go ahead and start filming the damages. So you have that all, recorded. All right. Well, good. That was good talk.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll be right back with a few little leftovers. All right, Tracy's in next for Jim Bob. Jim Bob is out today, and a couple of things for you to hang around for. Coming up with the mystery sound, $134 in the jackpot right now. And you have a chance to go to our website, take a look at the different clues, the guesses so far, and even listen to the sound over and over again. Try to figure it out and try to score a little bit of cha-ching.
We've got King or Kenny ticket tag going on, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. hours all week long. Be caller Z, know the name of the previous winner, and you choose George Strait, June 29th at Rice Eccles, or Kenny Chesney, July 16th at America First Field.
And let the magic continue. We have our Disney magical phrase that pays and a chance for you to win 4 2-day one park per passes. So you and your friends or your fam, everybody can go to Disneyland, and all you have to do is listen for the keywords. Another one coming up here in just about 7 minutes from now. And then keep track of all of those keywords. We did one at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. All five words will come together with our magical phrase that pays. And then tomorrow morning at 7:30, if you get through as caller Z, you'll have a chance to go ahead and win those four passes. They're 2-day, one park per passes, one park per day passes. There we go. And then in addition to that, you also qualify for an incredible grand prize.
Yeah, don't forget the Strong VW Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom is happening May 18th at the Doubletree Suites in Salt Lake City. Details at z104country.com. Rooms are on sale now. Yes, rooms include two tickets to the prom, and single tickets go on sale on April 1st. So go to the website for all the details on Strong VW Second Chance Prom.
Well, you know what tomorrow is?
It's Wednesday.
Hump day. And you have a chance to sound off. It's your big opportunity to be on the radio, whether by text or by phone call into the studio. What's your deal? What is on your mind? Am I the only one? Whatever you might have on your mind, keep track of it and write it down and use it tomorrow morning because we're going to open it up to you and just you let us know. What's your deal? What's going on?
We'll also have Wednesday's words on the 50s and just a whole lot of fun. So please join us. Stay here all day today and we'll see you again at 6 a.m.
Get kind of funky and humpy.
Yeah.
Back at the crack.
Tune in anyway.